This is Paul Winchell.
And Jerry Mahoney calling.
Yes, this is Paul Winchell calling on this transcription.
And this is Jerry Mahoney. So everyone gets set now to play our game.
Now, here's the way our game works. Jerry and I will call you every day from WOR at 1:30, and we'll play a record for you. Now, if you can identify the name of the first record, you get $1.
Oh, no.
The second record pays an additional $2.
This is murder.
The third record, $3.
Oh, no.
Hey, wait a minute. What's wrong with you?
Well, Winchell, that's not the way to start a show. You gotta do it with vim and vitality, like they do on the other giveaway shows.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, introduce me and I'll show you.
All right. And here he is now, that smiling dummy, Jerry Mahoney.
Yes, sir, folks. Today we're going to give out loads of money. Now, the first record will pay $1. The second record will give away $2.
Hey, wait a minute. Where did you learn that kind of talk?
Well, I have a friend of mine in the used car business. He taught me. Why, he's a great salesman. You know, he sells Buicks for $50 each.
Buicks for $50?
Yeah. He doesn't make much money, but he sure's got a lot of customers.
Oh, stop that. Look, let's do the show my way. Now, where was I?
Yeah, with the $3.
Oh. Well, the fourth record pays $4, the fifth $5, and then we start all over from $1. And the contestant is allowed to play until he fails to identify one of the records. We had a Mrs. Jack Maydell on yesterday, who incidentally is still our contestant because she hasn't failed to guess a record yet. And as of yesterday, she had already earned $6.
$6, all for herself, huh?
Uh-huh. And today, our first record will give her an opportunity to earn $2 additional. Well, we've already put in the call, and here we go. Hello? Hello, Mrs. Maydell? How are you today? This is Paul Winchell again from WOR. You did pretty well yesterday, you know. Yes, you did $6. Well, we've got a record for you today, and this one is going to pay you an additional $2. Tell me, do you have much leisure time? Not too much, huh? Oh, you listen to the radio a lot. I see. Do you have any chance to go to the movies occasionally? About once a week, huh?
Hello, Mrs. Maydell. I went to the movies myself last night. Hey, Winch, you know that neighborhood picture where Brute Force is playing?
Yes.
Well, the ticket taker there doesn't tear your ticket. He just tears your arm off.
Well, I wish he'd torn your head off.
Winchell, you shouldn't talk to me like that. You upset me terribly. Mrs. Maydell, don't you think this Winchell character treats me badly? Oh, well, you're so sympathetic. Gosh, you sound awful pretty on a telephone. Yeah, I bet you look good enough to take out in the daytime.
Now, look, why don't you stop it?
Huh?
She's more interested in playing the game.
Oh, she is, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's give her the next record.
Mrs. Maydell, I want you to listen closely now because this next record is going to pay you an additional $2, and that will make it a total of $8. Okay? Well, then, good. Best of luck to you. Here we go for the $2 record. Mrs. Maydell, tell me, did that number sound familiar? A twist of the wrist, that's absolutely right. Well, you do have $8 now. Uh-huh. Well, your next record is going to pay you an additional $3 also, you know. Tell me, you say you don't have too much leisure time because of your chores? Are you generally busy in the evenings? Oh, you're not. Huh? Do you get out much? Now and then, huh?
Hey, Mrs. Maydell, do you know that I'm appearing at the Riviera? Yeah. Why don't you come down some evening and watch me?
Watch me? You mean watch us. I'm appearing there, too.
Get out of here. Who's got all the talent?
Well, who does all the work?
Well, who gets all the laughs?
Well, who gets all the salary?
Well, who... Ouch. You got me there, you dog.
Yeah.
I ought to get it. Why, I'm the guy that does the work. Why, I got more talent in my little finger than I got in my whole head.
You can say that again.
Yeah, I got more talent in my little... Wait a minute. That's wrong. Well, I meant to say it right, but you tricked me with that double throat of yours. You ventriloquist.
Hey, there's someone on the phone. Did you forget?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Hello, Mrs. Maydell. Well, I don't know why I'm bothering with this Winchell. I'd rather talk to you than to him. Yeah. Well, listen, if you ever come to the Riviera, you be sure and say hello to me, will you? Yeah, well, tell your husband that I said that he should take you out more often. You will? Will he listen to me? Oh, maybe he'll listen to you. Does he listen to you generally? He does, huh? Tell me, what does he do for a living? He's a bookkeeper. Oh, that's very interesting. Yeah, maybe he can keep my books. They're very simple. I don't get paid. It doesn't matter. Yeah, that would be easy. Well, listen, if he's a bookkeeper, you must know something about how to add up money, huh? Well, then you know you've got $8, don't you? And you know if you get this next record right, you're going to have $3 more, don't you? Well, good. Come on, Winch, what do you say we give her the next record?
With pleasure. Listen closely, Mrs. Maydell, and this next record was going to pay you an additional $3. All right, here we go. Mrs. Maydell, tell me, did that number sound familiar? It didn't, huh? Oh, well, the name of that number was Every Day I Love You. Just a little bit more, I think. You don't, huh? Oh, well, I'm awfully sorry. Well, anyway, I'm pleased to tell you that you did earn $8. And we're going to mail that out to you. Let me just check your address. That's 228-10 Linden Boulevard. Where is that? In Cambria Heights. All right, fine. The $8 is practically there in the mail. Right, and thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Boy, I wish she could have gotten a $3 record. Then her husband, the bookkeeper, would have had some work to do. Well, the next record is going to give $4, Winch?
That's right.
I wonder who's going to get this one.
Well, let me see. We have a party here that we've put in a call to. It's either a Mr. or Mrs. Kress. We'll find out in a minute. Here we go. Hello? Oh, hello. Is this Mrs. Kress? Miss Ford? Oh, well, I have a number here to call a Mr. or Mrs. Kress. Is this the right number? Oh, this is the right number. Oh, well, who are you, Miss Ford? Are you related to the Kresses? Oh, you're their maid.
Oh, you're their maid? Wow-wee! Hey, Miss Ford, you're not married, huh? You're a single girl. Yeah, ouch. You are married. Oh, that ruins everything. Yeah. You're happily married. Well, that lets me out in the cold again. Really, I'm always out in the cold. Do you know who's talking to you right now? Well, this is little Jerry Mahoney. Yeah, I work for Paul Winchell. Yeah. Well, listen, we have a game here, and we play records. And you listen to them, and if you can guess the name of the record, we're going to give you money. Yeah. Ain't that right, Winch?
That's absolutely right, Miss Ford. We're going to play a record for you right now, and you listen closely, because if you can identify the name of this record, you're going to get $4. Okay? All right, good. Then here we go for the $4 record. Hello, Miss Ford. How about the number for that record? What do you mean, it was too fast? Yeah? You know the person who it's by. Uh-huh. Well, how about the name of the tune? Oh, take a guess.
Hey, I'm-tum-tum-tum. You leave me crying. I'm-tum-tum-tum. There's no denying. That's right. After you've gone. Absolute. Boy, I'm glad that you didn't gone. I'll tell you that. You got $4. Sure. Well, how do you like that?
Well, I'm very happy to tell you that you've earned $4.
Yes, you have earned $4. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to you. Congratulations, Miss Ford. Congratulations to you. $1, collect charges. Let me see. You've earned $4. Now you have $3 left. You want to try for $2? I've got another chorus. Congratulate.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Huh?
Now, look, you can't do that.
Oh, come on, Wichell. Don't be a goon. If my voice holds out, we'll get our $4 back.
Now, look, will you do me a favor?
Yes.
Don't be funny.
Oh, come on. You still like chopped liver, don't you? Tell me, Miss Ford. Miss Ford, you have $4. Would you like to try for the next record? You what? You don't? You do what? Oh, you don't want to try because you might miss it. Oh, well, that's silly because you got $4 already. Okay, well, then you listen closely and take a guess now because here we go for the $5 record.
Miss Ford, tell me, did you have any trouble with that record? Oh, you can't get that one either. Oh, well, I'm awfully sorry. That was Dancing in the Dark. Oh, you don't know that one?
No, well, you were in the dark yourself right then.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to tell you anyway that you did earn $4, Miss Ford, and we're going to mail that to you. Let me just check your address, please. That's 200. Is that Cabrini Boulevard? Cabrini. Where is that, please? 181st Street. All right, fine. Well, we're going to mail out that $4 to you right away. Right. Thanks very, very much. Bye. Well, that's about all the time we have for the tunes and dollars today on this transcription, but we'll be back again Monday afternoon at 1:30. We hope you'll be waiting at your radios and your telephones Monday when we call again from WOR. The we, of course, means Paul Winchell.
That's you.
And Jerry Mahoney.
That's me.
The dummy who asks you about the music. All right, Jerry, sign off.
Oh, is it my turn again?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, this thing comes around so fast.
Go on, go on.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.